U.S. Army ground forces raced to within 160 kilometers of Baghdad Sunday, while U.S. Marines and British troops secured the port city of Basra and Umm Qasr in southern Iraq. But coalition forces are still facing pockets of resistance from Iraqi troops. Several U.S. Army Chinook helicopters prepared early Sunday on the Iraq-Kuwait border for a mission deep inside Iraq. They were scheduled to deliver critical items for Army engineers who wanted the material in place in an area well ahead of the advancing U.S. ground forces racing across the desert. But by midday, reconnaissance soldiers from the U.S. Army's 3rd Infantry Division and other U.S. troops were still trying to secure the area where the helicopters needed to land. Persistent Iraqi mortar attacks and small arms fire forced U.S. military commanders to cancel the Chinook's mission after a 5-hour delay. The commander of Chinook Company Bravo 159, Major Glenn Moore, says the cancellation was a huge disappointment for the pilots.
We have pilots putting a lot of hours in detailed planning to ensure that we do get a successful outcome of the mission. And it's just frustrating when you can't perform that mission.
There were other reports on Sunday of U.S. and coalition forces engaging Iraqi troops elsewhere around the country. The 2nd Brigade of the 3rd Infantry Division fought an overnight battle with Iraqi Ba'ath Party militiamen near the city of Najaf on the western banks of the Euphrates River. Coalition commanders on the scene say at least 100 militiamen were killed and 20 were captured in the battle. U.S. Marines and British troops in the southern cities of Basra and Umm Qasr also reported encountering pockets of resistance after 2 days of trying to secure the area. The U.S. Defense Department says despite the resistance, the Iraqi military command structure is showing clear signs of disarray. But Iraqi officials insist their military remains highly motivated and intact. Coalition forces suffered casualties on Sunday, mostly due to friendly fire. A British Tornado fighter jet was accidentally shot down, apparently by a U.S. Patriot missile near the Kuwaiti border. The jet's 2 pilots are missing. At Camp Pennsylvania in northern Kuwait, a U.S. soldier is in custody on suspicion of throwing hand grenades into 3 tents at a command center for the U.S. Army's 101st Airborne Division. One fellow soldier was killed and 13 were wounded in the early morning attack. No one knows what motivated the attack, but several airborne soldiers told VOA the incident has left many people in the division badly shaken. Alicia Rue, VOA News, Iraq-Kuwait border.